Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, on their website, if you want to listen to the stream over there. And also, by the way, we are broadcasting on some great Salem Media Group stations around the country and some of the largest markets in America. And, of course, we've got some great independent stations that are also playing our show tonight, and we thank everybody for tuning in on the radio and however else you're doing it, because we are broadcasting live on the stream that's out there, that comes through GCNLive.com. It's on my website as well, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And many of the other radio stations also have a stream, so there's no reason to not hear us anywhere in the world. And, of course, we're also broadcasting on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, we've got the FedEx and the UPS drivers, along with the bulk mail haulers out there getting the mail delivered all over the country, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, and the oil products and petroleum products that we need so we can get along with our business. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and, of course, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, scroll down a ways, and you'll see our live stream there. We are streaming live on the Internet right now for all to hear. Okay, joining us from California, where I'm sure there's plenty of fruit and nuts, because, you know, that is the home of Nancy Pelosi, amongst others. We've got the one, the only, the incomparable professor of politics. It's none other than Kyle Warren.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Well, everybody's saying good morning back. It's 82 degrees here in Tampa, Florida, at the airport where I'm sitting and broadcasting from, and the gang is enjoying the weather. We got a lot of people tonight out walking around at this time of the morning, believe it or not. I think they're probably coming back from some of the bars and some of the nightlife, not very far away, but they're out walking around and just kind of enjoying the weather, if you will.
Well, very cool. That's amazing. That's good.
Yep. Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize those two points. Those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian practices. Well, last night, Kyle, we had an interesting night. Certainly, the debate was on. A lot of people chose not to watch it, and some people listened to Trump and Carlson. That was an interview that was recorded apparently a week ago and then replayed last night for the first time on television. And then some people chose not to watch or listen to anything. But for those that watched the debate in Milwaukee with the eight Republican presidential candidates, it was a fiery, fiery confrontation, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah. Sparks did fly. There's no doubt about that. And it started right out the gate as well.
Well, right out of the gate, I think they called on Ron DeSantis first. And he got a chance to set the tone for the debate. And it was a good tone, the way he put it, who phrased it. I thought it was good. And then the second person they called on, I believe, was Ramaswamy. And then that's when things started to go a little bit south. But between Ramaswamy and Christie, who we knew he was going to tee off on Ramaswamy, and Pence, who called him a rookie, and there was no place for a trainee, on-the-job training and all that stuff, and Nikki Haley, who tore into him, it was rather interesting, and I thought Vivek stood up very strong against that.
Well, you know, one of the things that each candidate had to do, they had to stand out. They had to get some moment where they're going to get a soundbite, something that's going to be talked about, not just in the spin room, but the following morning and thereafter as well. They were trying to make a real hit. I think some of them were able to land that, and others weren't able to do that in the sense of making a big splash.
Well, I'm still not sure who Christie was mad at, are you?
No, I don't know who he's mad at. What are you talking about?
Well, he had that air about him, like as if he was mad at everybody who was standing up there.
Interesting. Well, you know, I guess we have a little bit enough time here to talk about this, I think, and that is he got the UFO question or something.
Yeah.
He said, why did you give me the UFO question?
Yeah.
So he had a little bit of levity there. But Chris Christie has some things to say that didn't go over too well with the studio audience there.
Yeah, booed.
Yes, exactly. But he did stand his ground. That's where he's coming from, and it's interesting to see how he was able to play that out, even though he got booed.
Yeah, and Vivek added a big, strong charge against him for mentioning that there were some people that were up there just to tear down Donald Trump, and there was a vengeance tour. He looked right at Christie when he said it. Oh, boy. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, and more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Plenty to talk about. And by the way, have you seen Robert Peters lately, or maybe Robin Ware or JRB Ware? Have you seen him, that person lately? We'll tell you where he might be. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, and welcome back, everybody. And before we go back to Kyle, talk about some more politicking, we'll remind you that this segment of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com, namely Mike Lindell. This is his 20th year anniversary, having sold more than 80 million pillows so far, and he's still going strong. Now, if you go over to MyPillow.com, you'll need a promo code. That word would be Captain. That's your promo code, Captain, at MyPillow.com. And you can also call them on the phone. There's someone there right now at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, in addition to the MyPillows that you know he's got and getting some tremendous savings there, including saving $50 on the queen size and $50 on the king size pillows, which are the ones the women like to cuddle with, those great big pillows. But I'll tell you this much, you can also get great deals on, oh gosh, the towels, the sheets, the mattress toppers, the mattresses, the my slippers, and everything that he has to offer there on the MyPillow.com website, including a pet bed for your pet. It's all on sale. So take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Save yourself a bunch of money, and you'll save buku bucks. You want to start putting stuff away for Christmas, it's the time to do it. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 641. That's 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. One more time in the number, 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Go over there and see what's going on. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I teased before we went to break that we would have hear a little something from Robert Peters, Robin Ware, or J.R.B. Ware. Now, you know what those names represent, right?
Are you talking about Robert L. Peters, also known as the President of the United States?
That's right. These are the email pseudonyms for the president that he used when he was vice president. And the pseudonyms seem to have been used to hide some of the president's communications during the Obama era. They include emails involving the Ukraine and Hunter Biden and the money that was being sent back and forth by some of these adversaries, if you will. Now, the emails flatly contradict the president's assertion that he was never involved in his son's business affairs. For example, here's Joe Biden in 2019. Quote, I did my job. I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything that had to do with Ukraine. Well, not so fast there, Joe. By using the pseudonyms, the president clearly was trying to evade the transparency the laws that were designed to make his communications accessible to Congress and the public. Now, it reeks of arrogance. It's coupled with manifest contempt for the American people, who are the ones in whose name all official business is supposed to be conducted, correct?
Well, of course, yes.
And to whom all politicians are ultimately accountable, right?
Right.
Well, shame on Joe Biden for trying to cover all that up, and he sure as hell tried. But the jig is up. We got the emails. We got the emails. Or I should say the Congress does.
Well, and it all just sort of piles on, doesn't it? It just becomes more and more apparent, all these different things that Joe Biden was either into or talked about or denied. And suddenly it all seems to be coming true with every turn of a page, basically, of these emails, as it were, the virtual pages, that is. And it's going to get harder and harder for the Democrats to defend him on these things.
Now, we had quite the debate last night for you folks that are just tuning in. And yeah, I watched the debate. I did not pay any attention to what Trump had to say because I thought the debate was going to be a lot more exciting. And I wasn't right. I wasn't wrong. Sorry. And I wasn't let down at all because it really got fiery and very contemptuous back and forth, just yelling at each other. I mean, they were yelling at each other.
Well, right, because they're trying to make a splash and they're trying to assert themselves. Mike Pence was coming off, I think, very sort of different than we've really seen him before. I think he was trying to be a little bit more aggressive, as it were. I'm not sure that it suited him, per se, in terms of his personality that we know. But Nikki Haley also, though, when she landed some pretty good blows on Ramaswamy, talking about his lack of foreign policy experience, she says, you don't have any experience, and it shows, basically. And she was also able, as the only woman on the stage, by the way, she made some pretty interesting remarks, nuanced perspectives on how the GOP can deal with the abortion issue, as a matter of fact.
I thought that her comments were very straightforward and to the point, and I thought they were good because I've made this comment before when Nancy Mace came on and said what she had to say. The Republicans are missing the boat on abortion. They just can't sit there and keep a blind eye and say, well, it's not right, it's not this, it's not that. They have to be able to be forceful, but they also have to be able to be understanding.
Right, and of course, the audiences who are going to be listening to these different candidates, they're not all just going to be Republicans who decided to tune in. You're going to have other voters and people who are going to hear tell on social media or what have you of what many of these candidates had to say about this issue, because this issue goes across the party lines.
Now, they definitely were going after Vivek Ramaswamy, as well as Ron DeSantis. And then they started in a little bit against Donald Trump. And there were quite a few scathing comments made about each one of those people. But I thought that in the case of Ron DeSantis, that he stood up very strong and fought back and got some great comments and great digs in on the people that were saying them. And the other guy that did pretty good was Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, Mike Pence was really going after him big time when he called him a rookie.
Right. I think he was trying to set up a dynamic that Ramaswamy's comparative youth, compared to most of the other people that are on the stage that night, you know, somehow that, you know, he doesn't get it yet and this kind of thing. Ramaswamy, by that same token, I think is trying to project, for lack of a better expression, a Kennedy-esque sort of youthful quality, saying, look, this is time to pass to a different generation, much like Kennedy, and, you know, the torch was passed from Eisenhower to Kennedy, this kind of thing. It's, I think he's trying to invoke that kind of vibe. DeSantis, you mentioned DeSantis, and I think he put in a real strong performance. He certainly wasn't shying away on anything, and he did very well, I think, to hold his own, and that keeps his campaign going, because he's been under some real pressure lately about the effectiveness of his campaign. So this may give him the boost that he needs.
I'll tell you who also was impressed with, and that was Tim Scott. He was a little bit slow out of the gate, but when he got going, he really turned it on.
Well, Tim Scott has an air about him where you just really believe what he's saying, in the sense that it's seems to be coming from his heart. He seems like a good guy. He seems like he absolutely has the best interests at heart. And I thought that was really very effective for him. A lot of people have never really heard of Tim Scott, and this might have been their first introduction to him.
Well, he came up out of the ashes, literally, from a poor family, a poor beginning, and had to claw his way to get into college, and that was the opening of good, great things to come after that. But it was very obvious that he was very passionate about where he got his start and how things worked out for him, and he was very thankful not only to God but also to the family and to the friends around him and all that sort of stuff for supporting him all the years when he did come back and you know, got into college and graduated, came back and got his first jobs and all that stuff. I mean, there was a lot of different things that he was talking about last night, he personally.
Well, right, yeah, and that he's criticized, though, you know, for lauding of the American dream and the ability that you have just being here in America and taking advantage of that. And so his success story really is something that the left just doesn't want anybody to talk about, so they have to try to degrade it in some way. But I don't think he's going to let him do that because, again, his genuineness just absolutely shines through.
Now, there was a poll that said that likely one-third of the Republican voters were not watching the first GOP debate.
Yeah, that's right, or that they did not want to watch it, basically. 38% said they would either probably or definitely watch it. 11% said they will definitely watch it. Yeah.
All right, well, hold that thought, and here comes the music, and we'll be back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. When we come back, what happened in Russia yesterday? You know that guy that was a mercenary leader? I think they shot his plane down. Somebody. Well, Fatty doesn't know anything, but we'll tell you what we know.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Yeah. USA News Update. 8 Republicans will take the stage for the first 2024 GOP presidential debate tonight. The event, hosted by Fox News, will be without a handful of candidates who did not meet the requirements for the debate. Also missing will be former President Trump, as the frontrunner confirmed he is skipping the debate due to his large lead in the primary polls. Former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani is speaking out against his indictment in the Georgia election case.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. I fought battles much worse than this, against people much tougher than that.
The former New York City mayor turned himself into authorities today in the racketeering case against former President Trump and his allies for alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Millions of people are dealing with an extremely dangerous heat dome in the central U.S. Forecasters say high temperatures could surpass 100 degrees in some areas from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. Major cities are under extreme heat alerts. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
You betcha, and I'll be right back with Kyle after I tell you that this segment of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Yep, Relief Factor, part of my daily integrated health plan. Every day, every morning, I start out with my breakfast or brunch or lunch or whatever it is that I start out with, whatever time I wake up, with a packet. The individual packets of 4 easy-to-take capsules of Relief Factor. Now, the reason I do that is because you're supposed to take it with food. That's number one. Number two, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps your body's natural response to inflammation. And it is inflammation that causes the pain, causes the swelling, causes the suffering. And this will go right straight to the source of that pain and lower or eliminate the pain altogether. Now, it's absolutely 100% drug-free. It's absolutely 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it will support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease the discomfort that you're in. Now, I will tell you right now, it's very few and far between, but once in a while, it won't work for somebody. And that's because of whatever the reason is that that person can't make it to work. Their body doesn't want to, coincide with the non-drug combination or whatever the situation might be. But if you buy it for $19.95, which is what it costs to get it started, you're only out $20 if it doesn't work. But 90% or more of the people that I personally have talked to or run into, it works and they order more. It's got the 3-week quick start for $19.95 is how you get started. And you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain to do that. Relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, order the $19.95 3-week quick start, and you'll be glad you did. And I will tell you that they also have vitamins that I buy from over there, B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, D3, and it's very affordable, more so than going into the drugstores and whatnot and paying a higher retail price for it. And every now and then they have some really interesting sales over there, too. So, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. And Kyle Warren has something he always says about it. What is it, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo, $19.95 for the Relief Factor at the relieffactor.com/captain website. Go over there, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets it all started, and see if it'll help you. Well, Mr. Kyle, the Russian mercenary leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, I hope I said that right, who held a brief armed rebellion against the Russian military earlier this year, was aboard a plane that, quote, end of quote, crashed north of Moscow on Wednesday, killing all 10 people on board. Now, this came according to Russia's civilian aviation agency. Now, the crash immediately raised suspicions, since the fate of the founder of the Wagner private military group had been the subject of intense speculation ever since he mounted the mutiny. In the meantime, President Vladimir Putin denounced the rebellion as treason and a stab in the back and vowed to avenge it. Now, we've got a report coming out of Israel from one of the Israeli defense experts, intel experts, that he says that the plane was shot down by a Russian drone with a missile.
Well, you know, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised by anything, and not trying to make light of, obviously, this terrible plane crash, but you could almost hear Vladimir Putin from inside the walls of the Kremlin saying, I got you. It just seems like this is way too coincidental to simply be some random thing, a mechanical problem that happened in this, and Yevgeny Prigozhin was just happened to be on this plane. I think everybody's just wondering, you know, this is obviously from Putin. Has to be.
Well, the founder, I guess, of the Wagner Group, Dmitry Utkin, was also on board that plane, and he also was killed. And that might, you know, you don't know if they were going after the big brass to begin with or whatnot, but you had certainly the two big guys on the plane along with three pilots and seven individuals. So that was quite a target of opportunity.
Yes, and of course, obviously, what happened just recently with the Wagner Group going towards Moscow and then turning around, and it was all done very, very quickly. And then Prigozhin was going to go to Belarus. That was the deal, right, according to reports. But he didn't stay in Belarus. He was then seen, I think, in St. Petersburg, and it just went on from there. So I wonder, you know, if this is not just intrigue at the highest levels because of what almost transpired with the Wagner Group.
Well, the rumor that ensued was it was because they weren't getting paid, and that's why they were revolting. They were going after the Russian officials because they wanted their money.
Well, right. And at the same time, though, I mean, do you really tell Vladimir Putin that to his face? You know, I'm not trying to be funny. I just think that obviously at this level of the game, it can be deadly. And this may have been what happened here.
I think they took his plane down because they had a target of opportunity. And it's very easy to do 185 miles north of Moscow in the middle of nowhere, so to speak.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. So, really shocking, but not surprising in this grand sense.
Now, yesterday, we witnessed Rudy Giuliani surrendering to authorities in Georgia on charges that he was part of a plot to overturn the 2020 election, one of the co-conspirators. And also Sidney Powell turned herself in yesterday. They were both released on, I guess it was bail or bond or something, I'm not sure. But both of them got released, and they'll be coming back for their trial a little bit later.
Yes, that's exactly true. Rudy Giuliani's bond was set, I believe, at $150,000. Trump's was set at $200,000.
But Trump's is cash.
Yes, that's right.
Exactly. Giuliani, I don't think, was cash.
He may have to simply post a bond.
Yeah, which is 10%. Yeah. It's 10% is what the bond rate is. Now, go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Captain. Yeah, one of the things, of course, that is coming out of this are these mug shots. So you've got Rudy Giuliani in a mug shot, and you've got Sidney Powell in a mug shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Thursday, today, we should have Trump in a mug shot. And, it's all part of the prosecutor's perspective, it's part of the theater they're trying to create.
It might be more than that, because the Fulton County Sheriff says that Donald Trump will be treated like any other local inmate during the booking process, with no special accommodations accorded to the former president. For example, he's going to have the pat-down leading to the booking office, and from there he'll have his tie removed, his shoestrings will be removed, all types of things will be taken, he'll be fingerprinted, he'll be given a booking video, and then he'll be afforded the opportunity to post the bail, and away you go. But the mugshots will be out there, too. And they'll have a picture of Trump and they're hoping they'll see one in an orange jumpsuit, but that isn't going to happen. And what nobody's saying anything about, we're hearing what the sheriff is saying they're going to be doing, right?
Right.
Well, the president, former president, has a Secret Service detail. And I really do believe the Secret Service had the final say on who's going to do what.
I would think so. And of course, this theater continues, doesn't it? The idea of it's not just we're going to charge Trump by trying to overturn the election or some such thing, but it's now how do we humiliate this person? And this is why they would put out such a statement like that. Trump obviously is not going to have a switchblade or a concealed weapon or trying to sneak drugs into the jail or anything like that. So therefore, they're going to, quote, treat him like any other inmate. That's all part and parcel of their degradation routine for Trump.
Yeah, it's certainly to try to belittle you and, treat you as if you're a common criminal. You've been indicted. You haven't been found guilty of anything, but that's just the way it's done. And in Trump's case, these are all Democrats. This is a Democratic county, Democratic prosecutor, Democratic sheriff, and they feel they're going to have some brownie points in doing this, so don't be surprised at anything you see or hear coming out of Fulton County.
Well, exactly.
And we're talking to Fulton County right now on the radio. They can hear us.
Well, and what it'll be, of course, it's, this is feeding into Trump being able to simply say, hey, they're prosecuting me for political reasons, and they're doing this for political reasons.
Yep, I'm just going to sit back, and I'm going to watch, and I'm going to wait to see what goes on, because, again, the Secret Service is the ones that has the final say in who does what and how they do it, because they do provide security. And there is a possibility somebody may try to go after the former president, because the word assassination came up by a woman that got arrested. And we'll talk about that on Top of the Hour. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Coming back on the Truckers Report.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Turn me on. Yeah.
Drive in your country, keep country driving on. What do you think there, Kyle? And that was a different version of what you heard last week when I played it. I found a different version. I thought I'd play it tonight. Oh, wait a minute. There you go. What do you think?
Yeah, it sounded great.
Yeah, that was totally different than the other one we had. The other one we had was a concert, more recent and up-to-date, and you hear all the screaming and yelling and all that stuff. This one was a studio version. They call it a remix, and I thought it sounded a whole lot better. Plus, you could really hear the drums going at it and the guitars and all that. Plus, his voice, I think, sounded a lot better that way than it did trying to yell over a bunch of people at a concert. What do you think?
Yeah, studio version, yeah. Yeah, a lot more control, sure.
All right, well, briefly, I'm going to read this one. It's still going to be hot, but a change is coming for some of the locations where the heat will be going away, thank goodness, but not in the deep south. Oh, God, no. Texas across over towards Georgia and Tennessee and on down to Florida, we're still going to see the heat, but up towards the north, it's going to be cooling down a little bit. A cold front will be coming through the upper Midwest, and that could bring some moderate temperatures, but it's also going to bring maybe some big-time thunderstorms, too, in the next couple of days. We'll let you know. Heavy showers, thunderstorms out in front of the cold front. They're already up in the upper Midwest tonight, as well as over in the east. Ohio's getting quite a bit of rain on and off through some of these storms. But, Kyle, you got some things going on out west. Tell us about it.
Well, Captain, we're going to start out this morning at the border of Northern California, basically, and Oregon. So Northern California, Southern Oregon. This is what they call the Smith River Complex fire that is going on there. U.S. Highway 199 remains closed at the border, and they've issued some evacuation warnings on both the Oregon and California sides. It's burning most aggressively, they say, to the northeast of Crescent City. So those of you familiar, this is going to be right there near the border. So you definitely want to be careful in that area for smoke and those kinds of things. It's burning some 47,000 acres, don't have a huge amount of containment on this at this point. So we'll continue to follow it. Moving north from there, we continue with fire weather warnings all the way up Interstate 5 through Portland all the way up towards Seattle as well. Dry weather conditions, gusty winds as well. And, of course, in the middle of Oregon, we still have that air quality alert again from other wildfire issues that have been in that area. So you want to be careful in that area for sure. We continue also with aerial flood watches. This is going to be southwest of Albuquerque. So you have that going on there. A quick check of our precipitation. We don't see a whole lot of downpour there southwest of Albuquerque, except on the Arizona side. If you're in the St. John's area over towards Flagstaff, you definitely have a lot of water coming across the road there, rain coming across the road along I-40. More next hour, and stay tuned for the captain.
All right. Well, up towards Duluth, Minnesota, got some fog. Comes on down to the south in southern Minnesota. We'll stretch down there towards Rochester, Minnesota, and come across I-90, if you will. And then right about I-90, you've got the high heat warnings, and it goes down into Iowa. But here we go. The whole state of Iowa 100-degree plus temperatures. The whole state of Illinois, 100-degree temperatures. The whole state of Indiana, 100-degree temperatures. The whole state of Missouri, 100-degree plus temperatures. Arkansas, the same. Louisiana, the same. Half of Nebraska tonight to include Lincoln and Omaha on down 29, all the way down through, let's see, Kansas, half of Kansas, 100-degree temperatures. Oklahoma, Tulsa and Oklahoma City, and on down to Texas, I-30 coming up through Texarkana, through the Metroplex in Dallas, on down to Houston, on down to Beaumont, coming over towards San Antonio, 100-degree temperatures, 90s elsewhere. But you get the picture. It's more of the same in those areas. Now, let's go over to the east a little further. In Michigan, there'll be temperatures in the 90s. Heat feels like temperatures over towards Detroit approaching 100 degrees. You've got some rain, showers, and some flash flood warnings up north of Detroit tonight. Perhaps AM 660, the thumb up there, they might have a little bit of rain coming in. And then along I-90 from Erie, Pennsylvania, over to Ripley, New York, over towards Cleveland, you've got some pretty good rain coming in off Lake Erie right now. You've got some flash flood warnings over around Cleveland. Dropping down into the central part of the state, you've got some flash flood warnings around Columbus and some heavy rain there. And temperatures today will approach the 100-degree century mark near Toledo. Western Ohio will have some 100-degree temperatures, as well as down in the southeastern part of Ohio. Moving over into Kentucky, the western part of Kentucky, temperatures in the 90s and approaching 100. Half of Tennessee tonight, over to Nashville, same thing. Memphis, you'll be in 100-degree range. And over into, let's see, Alabama, the western part of Alabama, west of Birmingham, and up towards Huntsville, temperatures approaching 100 degrees, 90s elsewhere. And we've got a little bit of fog again tonight in the Atlanta area, so be advised of that. So that's what it's looking like, and just be careful. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks. Well, we've been telling you all month long about the 5 points per gallon deal that you can get right now during August only at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. That means when you fuel up with Push for Points exclusively in the My Rewards Plus app, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon. That means when you collect more points on the road, you're going to score more rewards. So we've only got a little bit, a few more days left here in August. I think there's 8 days left in August at this point. So you definitely want to pull on in. Make sure you get the My Rewards Plus app. Make sure you're getting those points and check them out. PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. Right?
That's absolutely right, yeah.
All right. Now, I can see that we're going to have some interesting weather, especially when the cooler temperatures are starting to move down from the north, start pushing into the mid part of the country, because you know what happens when you get cool against hot. You get big old bad storms. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Hour number two coming up. Plenty to talk about. If you want to opine, it's 877-969-8600. We'll be back right after the news and all that good stuff.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.